Well, hey there, everyone! It's your old buddy Southern Gogs from the future!
Right, now careful. Because you're right at the top of your dynamic range.
Right!
So keep it at this level or lower.
Yeah. Keep it in check is what you're
That's
saying.
That's exactly what I'm saying.
With your fancy. Oh, dear! It looks like someone's been traveling south of Mason-Dixon. All right, where was it? So, in the future, as you're well aware, either cyborg tank...
Like you're topping out.
Jeez. I can't help it. I get excited.
No,
get
turn that a little bit. Cyborg. Turn over.
Cyborg.
Motherfucker.
Super,
all right.
Super tarantula.
Well, hey there, everyone. Am I still within my dynamic range?
Yeah, you're fine.
Blazing. So, you ever wake up and think, well, wait, this doesn't really set up the premise for why I've traveled back in time through my time coffin. Let's try it again. Hey there, everybody. It's your old pal, Southern Gods from the future. And I traveled through my time coffin to let you guys know that I've talked my present-day self in the run-up of Congress. Why, might you ask? Because in the future, well, you heard, there's acid mines and Pepsi and either robots or tarantula versions of Obama. So, here you go. Here's the pitch. Brace thine self. You ever wake up and think, fuck, shit is totally fucked. Well, so does my present self. And he wants to run a train on Congress and fuck those guys' shit up so shit gets unfucked. So vote for Gogs in 2012 for whatever state or municipality you happen to reside in. He'll move. And don't forget, you can't spell liberty without ire.
Paid for by the party of people that want Gogs to run for Congress.
Woo! Woo! Well done.
I'm present, Gogs.
Where's my loca mocha?
And I approve this message.
Hmm. Seriously, where's my coffee?
I don't drink it, dude.
I don't know where your coffee got.
Oh, don't stab somebody.
Hi, everybody. Fuck. It's us, the Mole Hole Radio. We got
how many days has it been since the last one?
Like over a week.
Nobody listens to this.
Everybody listens to us.
Fine. Do some more.
No, I'm good. We're eating pizza.
It's really good.
We're having merriment like we do. It's good to be back. We missed you guys.
Awesome.
A bunch of fucking, you know, nonsense going on in real life.
Oh, my God.
IRL, mm-hmm. As the kids say nowadays.
I know food, dude.
Good job, though.
But we got Gogs here.
Mm-hmm.
We have Vinny here. And myself. And let's get right into it, because that's what we do here.
It's Cracker's Show.
Gogs.
Cracker's Thin.
What's Cracker's Thin?
It's pizza.
It's crust.
It looks delicious.
It's buttery.
Very buttery.
You're buttery.
Mm.
Gogs, sir.
Mm.
What do you hate this week, buddy?
Well, this week I've had a couple of revelations. One, I wasn't going to say how much I hate people that go out to their cars in a parking lot, a full parking lot situation.
Yes.
Looking like they're going to leave, but then they fucking sit there for 10 minutes.
I do that all the time.
I do it constantly.
I fucking can't stand it. As soon as I get in my car, you better believe within 30 seconds of my ass hitting that seat, my car is already moving backwards. The door might not be closed, my belt might not be buckled,
and you're
my
not,
eyes might be closed, you're not looking. Definitely not looking.
But what if I gotta make like a phone call or something? I don't wanna do it.
Don't be a fucking asshole. Do it somewhere the fuck else.
It seems like
do it once you're driving.
That seems like
go drive to their house.
But then
you're a douchebag.
And that's that.
If you're driving,
fuck you. It's a dick thing to do. And you're a dick for doing it. Are you leaving? Are you leaving the place?
Eventually, but I
think eventually, no, you're in your car to leave.
I take my good time doing it.
Yeah, because you're a dick.
Yeah,
that's a dick thing to do.
I think
you do that in a full parking lot situation.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's a cocky fucking dick smoke thing to do.
I think driving and talking on the phone is much more of a dick thing to do because you can't.
I don't give a shit. I don't give a shit.
You give a shit when you complain that they can't drive and people almost back into you.
Let them hate, dude. Let them hate.
All I'm saying is
let the hate come out.
You know what? I'll yell about that later. But I just rather, if I'm trying to park there, you can go die on the highway right now and it doesn't bother me.
Mm-hmm.
Not affecting my immediate thing. But then I came to the real, and I was telling a teacher this in the mecca of ugly, which is
Arundel Mills Mall.
Yeah.
There is a lot of humanity at that mall.
I saw a rhinoceros running through the mall with her headphones, like, getting a workout.
Right.
And when I say rhinoceros, I mean it was a woman with a fuck. She was a goddamn rhino.
It's like a really hideous version of the UN. Because there's not a lot of English, and it's all ugly.
It's weird in there.
So
eat that.
No, I'm good.
Eat that.
Negative.
What the hell?
I had Cajun food prepared by Asians.
I eat that.
Cajun food.
Cajun. Yeah, I had red
Asian.
I had red beans and fried rice.
There we go. So I realized that I have a lot of driving hates, and I think it's because
You're a terrible driver.
No, I'm a pretty good driver. So, but whilst driving, that's the one situation where I'm forced to interact with the mass public where their decisions directly impact me.
That's true.
It's not like me walking by them in the mall and just observing their ugliness. Like, this is like a situation where their moves have a direct impact on my timeline and my life.
It's true.
True.
So that's
and you
why
have nothing that you can't.
And there's nothing I can do about it. As much as I would like to just go back in time and kill their grandparents, I can't. So
well, not with that attitude.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I need that time coffin.
Time coffin.
Time coffin. So there's that.
All right. What else?
The more. Facebook movie.
Yeah, you still hate that Facebook. Oh, we haven't actually talked
about it. We haven't talked about it.
That might be the best movie that ever happened.
It might be. I've got a pitch for a new movie. Check it out. You know how many people in the world have walls at their house? Like, all of them. Except for the homeless.
Right.
Right? So we do a movie about the first guy who ever made a wall. Right. That's what we're going to call it.
I don't see the comparison.
We're called Walls.
I mean, I get it.
Right? Like 2 billion people, or 6 billion people in the world have walls surrounding them, and they're closing in. And this is the story about the guy who erected the first wall.
Are you following this analogy?
I mean, the thing is, like, yeah, the Facebook movie looks stupid, but, like, my point to Gogs is that all these every Hollywood movie is fucking stupid. Or 90% of them are, so I don't understand why Gogs is getting so
bacon
upset
and pepperoni
about the Facebook movie.
It's a fucking stupid idea.
Well, here's the thing, and just to catch everyone up to speed, there's a movie coming out by director David Fincher. It stars that kid that was in Zombieland, Kmart version of Michael Cera. Do you know his name?
I used to. No, I forgot it because I hate him.
It's in Zombieland.
Huh? What did I say?
He was in Zombieland.
Did I not say? I thought he did.
Eisenberg, Jesse Eisenberg.
Gosh, I think he was in Zombieland.
He
was in Zombieland. Right. Yes.
Woody Harrelson.
Yes. Good movie. But there was a movie
called. I know where that kid's from.
Called the. He was in Zombieland.
Yes.
I was fucking with him. The movie's called The Social Network. It's about the inception of. I should use that word nowadays. But it's about the beginning of Facebook and how.
And Mark Zuckerberg.
Who's Mark Zuckerberg?
Zuckerman.
He's the fucker that's
he's the guy that created Facebook.
Jewish guy created Facebook.
Right. Surprise, surprise.
But yeah, Gogs is like really upset about the movie, and he's going to tell you what.
It doesn't need to be made. It simply doesn't need to be made.
There's a lot of
no them. One's dead.
Again, here's the thing, though.
No one's dead.
Okay, but listen.
Yeah.
Someone should have to die.
Why? Okay, here's the thing. And I gotta preface this again, because every time I bring this argument up, you sit there and act like I want to see this movie. The movie looks like crap.
I need to find my mocha drink or I'm gonna kill somebody.
I think you drank the whole thing.
No, that's impossible.
Upstairs with you.
I'm gonna go find it.
But anyhow.
I got it! That's mine.
God damn it. Vinny is feverishly looking for his terrible coffee drink. No, I disagree. Anyway, look at 90% of the fucking inspirational, based on a true life stories. Nobody dies.
There's nothing inspirational about this.
Did anybody die?
This is not an inspirational movie.
Why isn't it? It's about a guy that fucking had nothing and created something.
It was about a douchebag at Harvard.
Okay.
He had plenty.
Okay.
And now he's got more.
I don't know.
Why is that a good movie?
I didn't say it's a good movie.
Well, you're obviously defending it.
I'm defending the fact that, it's just another stupid idea. I don't understand why you're getting so upset over this bad idea.
I don't know why you're so passionately defending it.
Why don't you get upset over, the 30th Katherine Heigl movie, or...
I'm not happy about those either!
That fucking terrible movie that we saw a trailer for today about...
Piranhas?
What's his name? What's the president of the guy? Jason Bateman, where he, fucking...
He jerks in a cup.
Yeah, there's a trailer for a movie that's coming out starring Jennifer Aniston and Jason Bateman.
Jennifer Aniston just needs to give up.
Yeah, both of them do, honestly, and I like Jason Bateman, but...
It's
written by, I guess it's said from the writer of Juno, so I guess the movie's written by Diablo Cody, yet another person that needs to give up.
Mm.
But anyway, the movie is about... Jason Bateman, gets drunk at a party and jerks off in a cup, and then Jennifer Aniston gets artificially inseminated with Jason's baby's sperm.
Well, the cup was full of Night Owl sperm, and he drank it.
Wait, why is Jennifer Aniston using a cup she found at a party that's full of sperm inseminate?
She had a...
That was the whole point of the party.
She had a insemination party.
Where the fuck does that happen?
In La La Land, in Diablo Cody's head.
Wow.
I don't know. It looked fucking terrible, but... That's the point. I don't understand why you're getting so upset over this bad idea, because they're all bad ideas.
I know, but this one is the least compelling bad idea movie I've ever heard of.
Nah, you can't believe that.
Name another movie. I'll shoot you straight. I'll tell
the
you
the fucking the Kath. Okay, there was a movie that came out called The Killers a couple of weeks ago.
Right,
Katherine Heigl and, right. and
it's about killing.
Right. No, actually, it wasn't. But
it's called Killers.
It was with Katherine Heigl and Punked. I can't remember anybody's name.
Ashton Kutcher. Right,
thank you. And like, it's a romantic comedy where Ashton Kutcher is a hitman.
I'd rather watch that.
Yeah, explosions and people dying.
Shooting.
Yep.
I guarantee.
Table slides.
No boobies.
There's probably no boobies in that.
Oh, there's gotta be boobies.
I doubt that there's boobies.
There's probably boobies in the Facebook movie.
Yeah.
Doubtful.
I don't know.
Still rather watch The Killers. Name another movie. I'd rather watch that movie where the guy fucks the tree again.
What?
What movie was that?
The guy where he fucks the tree in the movie.
He doesn't fuck a tree.
Yeah. That movie's really good, by the way, so.
Does he masturbate on the tree?
And every time Gogs tells somebody that movie's terrible, they're like, come back and watch it. Like, that movie was great, and he gets more mad about it.
It was a great movie.
I'd rather watch that movie. There's like a ton of movies I'd rather watch Mega Shark versus Giant Octopus.
I loved that movie.
Can we just say, can I throw a caveat up there?
Not yet.
Yes.
Not yet.
Come
not
on.
Yet. Not yet. Save it. Faggot.
Go now.
No.
Sharktopus!
No, there goes that.
Sharktopus! 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 Sharktopus!
We're outside of our dynamic range.
There is a movie coming out that's called Sharktopus. They took a fucking shark, and they took a giant octopus, they made them together to form the coolest goddamn animal
Do they
ever.
Show the shark and the octopus getting it on?
I don't know. It's a sci-fi movie. It hadn't come out yet. Mm. But all I know is that there's a trailer for it.
Does it have a bigger budget than giant octopus versus mega squid or whatever probably, the fuck it was? Probably.
That Ritz commercial we saw today had a bigger budget than giant octopus versus mega squid.
They used like the same
that
footage
fucking,
that over
Ritz commercial
over.
Had the future president of Haiti in it.
Wait, Ritz commercial?
We're all over the place.
Oh, the camera commercial?
No one knows what you're talking about.
Regardless, fuck you, Facebook movie. If you see it, I hope you die. And I mean that with all sincerity.
I
mean that dead serious. If you tell me, just please die. If you watch that movie, please die.
As much as I
think... I'm gonna watch it.
As much as
fine,
I
will miss you.
As much
you
as
get my stuff.
Thank you.
As much as I think that movie's gonna suck, it would be really funny if it came out and it was a really good movie.
It'd be really funny if it came out and everybody saw it died.
What?
Yeah, like in the theater.
See, I'm not going to drag this anymore because I've had too long conversations already, but I just don't understand why this is like the worst movie ever.
Well, let me tell you the other thing. I think this might be the straw that broke my back.
Yeah,
as a man who's very accepting of Hollywood in general.
Yeah.
This could be, like you said, you've had this revelation since you were like 12.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's the thing.
This is, I finally come to grips with the fact. Like, it's this, and like I was saying before, there's the fucking Legally Blonde the Musical's coming
That's
out.
That's crazy.
What?
Legally Blonde the Musical.
In the movies?
No. God, I hope not. No, on That's Broadway.
Probably. Yeah. You can't lie and say, it's probably going to be a hit on Broadway, and it'll probably become a movie.
But why Legally Blonde? Why have all properties Legally Blonde?
Well, who knows? I guess people want to see it.
I'd rather see Clueless the Musical.
I'm surprised that's not coming out
Which is
either.
Essentially the same plot.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, the thing is that... Like, realistically, you look at Hollywood and think about all the movies that come out and how many of them are any good. Right. I mean, the minority is the good movies. You know what I mean? I'd probably say that 90, 95% of the movies.
You know what was a really good movie? That one with the tree and the guy's floating
out in
space.
Yeah, I love that movie.
Yeah, it's a really good
the
movie.
The guy where he keeps tattooing himself, he jerks off on the tree.
I don't know what he's
space.
Talking about.
That was a great
yeah.
movie.
And the conquistador
movie.
Turns into a fucking chia pet. Yeah,
that was
fucking...
That was a great movie.
Yeah.
That was a good movie.
He did turn into a chia pet.
What else? What else?
What else? Is that
Persistent strippers.
What?
Say that again?
Persistent strippers.
I do hate that.
Persistent?
I know it's talking
Oh, persistent.
Persistent.
I thought you meant like as in they exist forever.
That's not fun, though.
Immortal strippers. Hey,
like, we went to for my buddy's bachelor party.
They're
we
never
out
of character.
All the time. You want to dance?
They go to the in-laws' house, they're still dancing.
Just tassels going
they
this
got,
way.
They got fucking Reach Up for the Starshine, like, blaring out of their skin somehow. They have that in, like, Winger 17,
nice.
Always playing around them somehow.
17.
So,
Daddy says she's too young, but she's old enough for me.
Nice.
Sorry.
So, we have a request from our listener.
Okay.
Will the guy in the red shirt take it off and finger his belly button for just about 30 seconds? That's all I need.
No, Daniel. That's a pay service. Tune into our exclusive webcast.
Speaking of persistent strippers.
Anyway, persistent strippers, guys. Go.
So we went to the Pussycat Club.
Yes.
We went to the Pussycat Club because we'd never been to one of those free strip clubs.
Yeah. Well, let me paint a picture. Let me just, for those of you listening that have no idea, like, the Baltimore area has a road, a block of strip clubs. It's called The Block.
Hello.
And it's
a very dirty place.
It's a dirty place. Oddly enough, it's next to the biggest police precinct in Baltimore.
Surprise,
which is odd. But, so, probably the Block's probably the safest place to be in Baltimore City.
And one in the morning actually was, because there's nothing but, or 2 a.m. when they all let out. It's cops, it's mounted police, and it's cops walking around swinging their batons and shit.
Anyway, it's called The Block. It's funny because you have probably the classiest strip club in Baltimore, which is the Hustler Club.
Love it.
And when I say classy, I mean, like, they put a lot of money into this place.
There isn't semen on the couches.
It's still full of whores.
A lot of whores.
It's still full of whores, but it's, like, it's a very, like, everything's, like, nice and, like, you can tell they spent a lot of money in
there. The whores are reasonably attractive.
And, yeah.
They're the best-looking whores
in Baltimore. The girls are good-looking. Now, surrounding this Hustler Club is some of the, like, sketchiest fucking strip clubs you'll ever see. And what Gog's saying that, like...
They got whack booths around there, right?
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
Yes, have you get frisked?
Here's a question.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Have you ever visited a whack booth?
I did, and it freaked me out.
Did you whack in it?
What was his name?
No. I went to...
Wait, are you talking about... Is it like a self-whack or like a...
A self? I don't...
Yeah, you sit there and you watch the girl and you whack.
Oh, I thought you'd go in somewhere and get handy.
That's illegal,
that's
sir.
That's illegal, but...
jerking off in public is illegal, just frowned upon.
No, I went to this place that had, like, it's like you've seen in the movies, like, you know, you give up, you put money in, and there's like...
Was it the mirrored glass?
Yeah, exactly. You go into this little tiny...
Did you see the other people?
Well, let me finish. Can I tell a goddamn story?
Oh, it's coffee! You want more coffee?
I'll
make some.
Anyway.
Well, go get some.
So you go...
Man, I'm in the middle of a thing.
You go, into this tiny room, and here's the gross part. Well, the one of the many gross parts of the story. So you go in this tiny room, right?
All
right.
Ethnic.
And,
What did it smell like?
It smelled stale.
Curry?
No, it smelled like, kind of like...
Old salt.
No.
What the pennies?
What does old salt smell? No, it kind of smelled like that smell in your high school locker room, like, just that kind
balls.
Of
stagnant...
Balls. Fail.
Just kind of that stagnant...
Balls and axe.
Hot, like, it was just gross.
Just grundle.
It smelled kind of like, grundle, you know, dungeon. Pretzel ass. Like, it was just...
I know exactly what you're talking about. Just
pretzel ass. Your ass is a pretzel?
No, like, it
it's
smelled
like... salty and humid.
Yeah. It smelled like a warm pretzel mixed with asshole.
Yeah. Like, if you were in
like
a small...
Like, an orgy in the Amazon.
And, like, you know, that's going to be the newest flavor of Yankee Candle, by the way. Pretzel ass.
Pretzel ass.
Anyway.
Side note. Pretzel M&M's, not particularly good.
I didn't like
really?
It.
Really?
No, there's not enough saltiness or not enough crunch in them. Keep going.
How could they possibly...
There's too much pretzel inside.
I would think there'd be not
enough. Chocolate-covered pretzels.
Were they larger than regular
M&M's? No, what I'm saying is the pretzel portion of it...
Were they larger than regular M&M's?
No.
Yes.
Are they?
They're about the size of a marble.
It's still not big enough
so
to
it's bigger
fit
than
a proper
it's
pretzel.
It's a little pretzel chunk.
It's a bigger than
what
a
what I'm saying is
peanut
the pretzel
M&M.
The pretzel chunk is there's too much inside. You want the crispy outside with salt, not the dry inside.
He's actually right.
Well, no, when you have a chocolate-covered pretzel, the pretzel's on the inside.
Right, but it's a much thinner diameter. This is like almost like a malted...
It's too much.
It's like a malted milk
much.
Ball.
What if they were sticks?
If they were sticks, it would have been better.
That'd have been good.
If it had been a Mr. Phipps pretzel chip dipped in chocolate
oh,
and then a candy
that
coating.
Sounds... Do they make those?
I don't know. Those were great.
What the hell is a pretzel
we can make our own.
What's you remember Mr. Phipps?
Fondue!
Oh, that's a great idea.
I don't remember a Mr. Phipps pretzel chip.
You don't remember Mr. Phipps pretzel chips? They were like fucking flat
delicious,
pretzels.
Yeah.
Sounds good.
They were all out. Side, all
we were talking
can
about
I
a
tell
jerk
my
stick.
Jerk booth, please, because it's kind of gross.
How do we get there?
Only Gogs thinks of me masturbating and then thinks of pretzels.
When thing you masturbate, I should bring snacks.
Is anybody else sweating?
It's getting warm.
Anyway, so let me like so this room.
17.
Anyway. So, you go in this room, and like I said, it's stagnant and warm and weird.
What kind of seat do they get?
But listen, no, here's
let him finish.
So, the seat...
What color are the walls?
And it's tiny. The room's like the size of like a porta potty.
Is it black? Is it dark?
It's dark, and there's like almost no light in there. But here's the thing. The seat...
Black light? So you can see all
nah,
the...
Oh, God. It was like CSI.
It was like a nightmare. It was like a low-lying, like, white light. Like a regular light.
Okay.
But here's the thing, like, the fucking... The chair was like bolt... It was like came out of the wall. So almost like
prison.
like a handicapped toilet stall. You know how like they're mounted into the wall?
Yeah.
So there wasn't a seat. It was like buckled into the wall.
Ooh.
So here's the grossest part.
Right.
So next to there's a metal partition in front of you with like a coin slot.
Right.
Well, the coin slot's underneath like a video game.
Fine.
Right. But next to that, there's right. this fucking little wooden like stool that has all these like fucking like lubes. Baby oils and like.
Oh, no.
And,
like, oh, really?
Oh, God. Communal lube?
BBYO? And
Dan wants to know if it smelled like mushrooms.
It did not. But
it's probably a good question.
Maybe that's the only... They only smell like that in Kentucky.
It did not smell like mushrooms. Fungus stick. If they did, I would probably never eat mushrooms again. Anyway, so...
You're going to eat pretzels again.
It has
now.
All these
and
lubes.
You're definitely dick again.
Had all these lubes, and then
ass.
Just as a complimentary thing, like a right. continental breakfast at a nice hotel, it had a roll of paper towels.
That was nice of them. Was it folded in the corners?
No.
You know what would have been nice? Wet maps.
Well, and it had...
Yeah!
Here's the fun zone. It had a trash can that was full of...
Oh, they didn't even empty it out after the last guy?
No.
Was the girl hot?
All right, now...
How great would it have been if it was a dude?
Can she see you?
Now, here's the thing.
Probably.
I put my money in, right?
Yeah. How much did it cost?
It was like a dollar.
Oh, that's not
for how
bad.
Long?
So here's the thing. The partition, like it creeps its way up. Like, it's not smooth. It's, like, old and rickety. It's like...
It's like downloading porn on a 14.4
meter. Yeah, it was nice. Like... It was like fucking the Tin Man from The Wizard of Oz. It was like... Okay. Anyway, so it comes up, right? And I figured that it would be like the, what do you call it, one-way glass or whatever they call it.
Right.
Where you can
two-way mirror.
Two-way, yeah. Where, like, I figured I could see the girl, but she couldn't
can't
see
you.
Me. So it comes up.
And she's looking right at you.
And I see
that she was high TJ.
Well, it was two. Well,
Mom!
You beat me too.
When I saw
you going
it
for
was, it. Was actually two girls, and they were, like, doing each other.
Nice!
And they weren't horrible looking. They weren't great, but they weren't bad. But here's the thing that freaks you out. It comes up, and you see all the guys around.
Oh, no.
And
no,
they're,
nobody
like,
wants to see that.
Dude,
you looked at him? You looked at him, didn't you?
I looked at him. I freaked the fuck out, and I walked out.
Yeah,
I couldn't take it.
No way.
I mean, I finished up, and I got the hell out of it.
No. That'd be like the equivalent of us all watching porn in the same room and jerking off.
Yeah, it's weird.
I mean, I'll never do that again with you
guys. Yeah, I mean, that was a really awkward Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
Did smell like pretzels.
One of the worst.
Yeah, I mean, you know.
Are you smoking?
It was something. But yeah, so I have been to one of those. I freaked me the hell out.
Yeah.
And I never
eat turkey again.
So anyway, persistent strippers go way back to where you were.
Okay, so we go to the Pussycat Club. Because we've always joked, we're like, we need to go to one of these free strip clubs with the barkers outside. Like, hey, everybody! Like, it's fucking like Cheech Marin
Dust to Dawn. We got up!
Apple pie, pussy!
You know, we got all kinds of pussy.
So we walk in there. He's like, come on, guys. We're like, alright, we're going. Walk in, it's free. We line up against the wall, like, we're sitting there on the stools, whatever. Look up. First thing I see, some fucking broad with, like, she got the fried eggs on the nail deal going on.
Wow. Oh.
And she had a C-section scar, I shit you not, at least 8 inches long. I thought she had a happy trail at first. It went from, like, right down to her fucking... And then it was just... I kept staring, I was like, oh, shit, C-section. If we were playing stripper bingo, I would have been...
Besides, that was the free space. What was her face like? Was there anything salvageable?
Really, not really. It kind of looked like dead... Like
dead. It was time to total that clunker. Is what
yeah,
saying.
She should have.
She was wearing a mask.
She should have taken the insurance money because there was
nice.
So then, some of the ugliest, fattest, cottage cheese ridden, fucking, just I don't know what the chuds came out of the woodwork and kind of like latched onto us and started. Well, let me take this back. Let me take this. And part of this might be jealousy. None of them fucking trying to get me to buy them a drink or dance.
Poor.
I do. So.
How are you dressed?
Wait, who else was with you?
Were you dressed nice?
Teet also looked
Teet's
poor.
Brother-in-law.
And Teet had that stash.
She had that stash.
And they still clung to him. Well, that makes sense.
Yeah.
And that kid, Tommy Nolan, was there. The kid that was choking people out and passed down the back of my car.
How are you?
How
are you dressed, yeah. Gogs? Were you dressed like proper Gogs? Like
I was in a collared shirt. I was looking nice.
You can... Gogs does have the ability to look like...
I cleaned up.
He's one end of the spectrum of the other. He either looks like a homeless guy on a bad day. Like a homeless guy that just lost his box.
Or a pimp.
And his bindle. Or he looks really good.
I was wearing...
You still wear those silk shirts?
No, I wasn't wearing a silk shirt. I was wearing one of those blue work shirts by Alaska Brewery.
Oh, yeah,
work.
Yeah,
I
yeah.
think I look pretty good.
I like that.
Frankly,
but anyways, like that.
These strippers just all... There's bugging everybody. Like, they just fucking... And they just won't go away. And they're one... Like, so we ordered some drinks. So the bartender goes up and says, you guys want to stay? You guys had to order drinks. Like, fine. Order a round of drinks. Three beers
and a Red Bull. Guess how much that cost?
Three beers and a
$30.
$28.
$35.
$35.
See, I would think that the scab bars, like,
yeah,
the
they gotta get you drunk to stay, right?
Right, but no, you have to get a drink to stay.
That doesn't make any sense. So
why let you in for free?
But you gotta buy a drink.
You gotta buy a drink, otherwise you gotta leave.
Cool. Is there just one drink or two?
Just one drink. So we bought a drink, and then
I noticed this
sign up there. It's like, you know, it's like Red Bull $6, waters $5, beers $10, buying a stripper a drink $25 plus.
Plus.
Yeah, I don't even know what buying a drink there means, but this one stripper gets up on Teet's to be brother-in-law. She's like, bartender's gonna come over and tell you, buy me a drink, and you're gonna buy me a drink. I was, No, I am not.
Is that rich?
And she's like, yeah, you are. I was like, no, I'm not. And the bartender goes, comes up to him, and he's like, you want to buy the lady a drink? He goes, looks her in the eye, goes, nope, I do not want to buy her a fucking drink.
Were any of these girls?
No, they were pug, thugly fucking trolls. Like, it was, one of them looked like a media assistant, and the other one looked like she could have been like
a media assistant.
A greeter at Walmart.
What does that mean? A media assistant?
Like the old women that used to work the media center in elementary school.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, not quite a librarian.
They have any, like, food ladies there? Like, lunch ladies?
There was just one woman. She was bigger than Tommy T. I mean, she was a fucking mountain of a woman.
So, when you saw this, why didn't you just not get the drinks and just go to the next bar?
Well, once we got the drinks, that's when everything kind of closed it off. Then it became just a chugging, just like, we gotta get the fuck. Then we left, and as we leave, we almost get, like, there's a rumble between two groups of fellas outside where they're just...
Not your guys.
No. Like, we literally walk out, and then there's a group immediately to our left, screaming, and a group immediately to our right, both of which are being held back by other people.
Jesus Christ.
And bouncers going, get the fuck away, and I'm standing there.
And where is this?
This is on the middle of the block. It's about 1 a.m. So then I was like, okay, let's go to another... Someone said, let's go to another one. Across the street was another free strip club where they were patting people down. I was like, look, guys, I don't give a fuck how much it costs. I will pay for everyone's cover. Can we please just go to Hustler Club? Just go somewhere. Like,
gotta go to the oasis in the middle of the desert.
And then Hustler Club. Ah, oh, it's awesome. God,
Hustler Club's good.
The one broad was up on the stage. She fucking spit on her hand, kind of shined up her ass, like, slap money on it.
Like that.
Love that game.
There's a lot of I mean, I haven't been there in years, but they used to have a pretty good crop of talent.
Is it crazy expensive now?
No, actually, it was funny. The guys behind us got hustled.
What? Well, at the Hustler Club?
At the Hustler Club. So we walk in the front door, and the guy's like, you know, they got the greeter there, and he's like, yeah, go up to pay the girl. Or walk up, and the girl behind the... They redid it, so the shop's gone now, but then that's where they take your money, and she's like, hey, okay, it's $20 for VIP. They have topless waitresses now up in the VIP.
Nice.
Yeah. So...
I get $20. Is the regular cover still 15?
The cover's 10.
Oh,
so she was like, $20.
Let's go tomorrow.
No, no, but listen. $20 a man for VIP, $10 a man. She's getting it. Okay, we'll take the regular $10 a man. It was late in the night. So, all right, pay it up. Then we go in, sit down, establish ourselves. I'm like, all right, I need to go get ones. So I had to go back out to her, get ones. As I'm standing there waiting for her to get ones, the next group of guys are up there. They're dressed a little better, a little older. All kind of wearing the same corporate thing. And I heard her say, yeah, it's $15 a person to get in regular, $25 for VIP.
No shit.
And I sat there just quietly waiting.
Huh?
And they paid it.
That's interesting.
Those douchebags. Yeah. It was funny.
Well, how would you have paid it if you didn't know any better?
If I had known any better, but I thought it was really funny.
So, I mean, if they did know better, could they be like, no, it's not?
I don't know.
What do you say?
She was very convincing, and she had an accent.
Here's the thing, though. Maybe, like, if you're, like, a regular, you'd be like, wait a minute, I paid fucking 10. You know, maybe if you bucked at it, they would pull it back down.
You think?
I don't know.
Maybe.
All I know is, like, maybe I could have gone for 5.
Yeah,
right?
I don't know. Hustler Club strippers, a lot less, because they're not... I guess maybe they make a wage or something. I don't know. They're better looking, so they're nowhere near as, like, clingy
the
and...
The thing is...
Buy me a dance.
What probably happens is... I mean, not to pull it together. They're not without their clinginess, because I've been there, and they do that.
Oh, they do. They are.
I mean, they pull that, too, but that's how they make their money. But, you know, they probably make more money when they actually dance than those other girls. You know what I mean? Like, they probably don't have to push so hard because they're good looking.
I just don't know why strippers do it. I mean, I don't know why guys go to strip clubs. Going to a strip club is essentially it's like paying to get blue balls.
Yeah.
They might as well, the strippers are just, they're literally like a half step away from being full on whores. It's just,
commit.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Just start sucking a dick.
I've been to
state's fault. We've been to fucking legal.
We've been to strip clubs. I've had fun at strip clubs.
Oh, I've had fun. I have a lot of fun at strip clubs. Yeah. But I mean, if you really think about it.
That's why I don't go a lot of the times.
If you're going, with your buddies to fucking have a good time and pal around,
yeah, it's fun.
It's these guys that just sit there that go by themselves.
Yeah,
it's like going. I've gone to a movie by myself once, and I would never go to.
I go to movies all the time by myself.
I don't do it often.
I wouldn't go to a strip club by myself. I mean, I did when I dated a stripper, but that was different.
Not me. I would never do that.
Well, I had to pick her up from work. So.
I would never, and even if I dated her.
Mm. Okay.
I'd like get one of your whores, get one of your Johns to take you home.
Wow.
And there's that.
Mm. And then we probably would have broken up.
Well, it didn't last long anyway, but it was fun while it lasted.
Is there anything else I hate?
But, yeah, anything else?
God damn it. I might be dried up right now.
I have a very quick hate, and then we'll get on to Vinny's.
Go for it. All right.
If you'd want to hear what I hate this week.
I want to hear what you hate.
Sure. So today, me and Gog saw the new Adam McKay, Will Ferrell movie, the, what's it called, The Other Guys? Mm-hmm. Good movie. We might get into that a little bit later, but... Gogs was, got to the movies a little later than I did, so I got to stand around and watch this humanity that we were talking about at the aforementioned, Arundel Mills Mall.
Mm.
I am very upset. This is what I hate this week. I hate that I can't be as cool as this guy that I witnessed today. Let me just put you into the frame here. I saw a guy today who had the Triple X. Remember the movie Triple X?
Oh,
which
yeah.
Which one?
The one with
Vin Diesel. They made more than one?
They made two. They made one with Vin Diesel and one with Ice Cube.
Oh.
But anyway, so you remember the movie Triple X?
Unfortunately,
remember
yes.
that he had the three X's tattooed on the back of his neck?
Right.
This guy had that. Let me tell you what else he had. He had the spider web tattoo on his elbow.
Nice.
He also had tribal like armband on the other arm. Mm-hmm. And then just like the cherry on top of a fucking shit sundae, he has fucking barbed wire wrapped all the, like a barbed wire tattoo. It was actually barbed wire. He might be bad. But he had barbed wire tattooed all the way down his leg. Like started, he was wearing shorts. So you could obviously started like up to his thigh right. and went all the way to his foot.
I think it's a Jacob's ladder.
And he probably. But the thing is, like, this guy, like, think about this. Like, he's like, I saw Triple X and I wanted that tattoo. Like, no. When you start getting inspiration.
It was a box office
from
on that movie. I don't think it was profitable.
I don't think
it
did
well.
Did it?
The first one did.
I saw it in the theater.
Why?
Big mistake.
No, the first one did well. That's why they made the second one. And the first one did well, too, because it didn't cost any fucking money. I mean, it was, like, a low budget.
Mm. Nothing but snowboards and
explosions. But, yeah, I mean, think about that for a second. Like, I'll never be that cool. You know, he went to the tattoo shop. It's like, just give me the most generic shit ever. Like, I want that spider web elbow tattoo.
But to him, it's
that,
so unique.
By the way, not a lot of people know this. You know the spider web you know what that actually
is that a jail from? Thing, right?
Sucked a bunch of
No, dick. It's a jail thing, but it's for white supremacy.
Oh, there
it's
you
a
go.
White supremacist tattoo. I guarantee you, like those assholes that wear Che Guevara t-shirts and have no idea who he is,
yeah.
The fucking people that have those spider web tattoos probably have no fucking clue.
Do he have the stars on his shoulders?
No,
what does that mean?
He probably the nautical
is that,
stars?
Is that
it's
a nautical
know.
Thing?
Well, they're called nautical stars, but I don't know what they're, I assume there may be some kind of sea thing, I don't know. It's just like the fucking
semen.
Hummingbirds or whatever people get, like it's
the Martin McGraths?
Ugh, so gay.
Yeah, what's the cool one, the Russian mobster tattoos, the stars on their knees?
Well, that was cool.
Those are fucking cool.
That was cool.
What was the name of that
Eastern
movie?
Eastern Promises. That was a good movie.
That was an awesome movie.
Well, that's kind of, that whole thing's kind of, there's a cool movie called, it's a documentary called The Mark of Cain.
Right.
And it's all about Russian prison tattoos.
Right.
So, like, if you were interested from that whole thing in Eastern Promises, like, it goes through, like, what each of them means and, like, what prison, like, these guys.
Is it on Netflix?
It might be.
Good.
I canceled Netflix.
Why?
I don't use it.
I love it.
I love
man,
it.
I use it all the time.
I just
I started watching Nip Tuck.
Yeah?
I like that show.
Right.
You ever watch that? Either
no.
one of you guys?
No, I see the commercials. Though.
It's fun. It's like, it's really, like, it's basically just like really goofy and over the top, but it's great.
Any
like,
tits?
Well, I mean, there's, it's a FX show.
Nice.
But the one doctor, the guy that played Dr. Doom in Fantastic Four,
Dr. Doom.
He fucking, but like, that's the gross thing about the show. He just bangs chicks constantly and they're all hot.
It's go for him.
Good show. Netflix instant streamable, but, yeah, that's all I hate. I hate the fact that I will never be as cool as the guy with the Triple X tattoos and the barbed wire tattoos and the spiderweb tattoos. I plan on trying to be a fraction cooler when I get my Sharktopus tattoo.
That would be awesome.
It's going to happen, and I'm not even kidding.
I have
that to. That would be awesome. Could you get the head of the shark here and let the tentacles of the octopus?
And you're talking about
shoulders?
You're talking right in the middle of the chest.
Yeah.
The idea that I have is that the sharktopus will start like at the top of my shoulder and work its way down to my chest.
Okay.
No. Right.
I think you should have the tentacles strangling.
That's what I said. That's exactly what I said.
I don't
want
to get anything on my neck.
What's the matter? You don't want to hurt. He's gonna hurt you.
Oh, it's a
Is it gonna hurt? No, it has nothing to do with hurt. It's just that I don't think neck tattoos ever look good. I mean, I've seen
tell that to Triple X.
I've seen very few neck tattoos that I like.
Tell that to
that one might be awesome. Though.
Tell that to some other guy with a neck tattoo.
Good one,
nice.
Yeah. Vinny.
Tell it to the Undertaker.
See you. The best line I saw the Undertaker in this awful like USA or sci-fi movie one time, and they're like they're talking to the Undertaker, and they're like, "See you in hell," and he's like, "In a minute." But not alone. It was like the greatest line I've ever heard.
That's pretty bad.
It was awesome.
Yeah.
Vinny, what do you hate this week? Hold on.
Oh, gosh.
Hold on.
Are we going to play this game again?
Spiral Notebooks?
No, I like Spiral Notebooks.
Not Electrons.
Neutrons.
No, not Neutrons. Stop.
The Higgs boson.
What the hell is that?
Nope, we're not going to get into it.
Oh, but what's the Higgs boson?
I kind of want to know now.
Yeah, you know the Higgs. That's why they're building the Large Hadron Collider, and that's why you're trying to find the elusive...
But the subatomic particle? Like
yeah,
sub
that they assume exists, but they haven't actually seen it yet.
I thought it was a quark. A low quark?
No, it's different than a quark.
A
it has
quark?
Something to do
that
with
guy from Deep Space Nine? Anybody? He was a Ferengi.
Yeah, no, I know exactly what you're talking
about. I want to ride that collider.
Okay.
Have fun.
I'd love to see you.
All right.
Just strap me onto some shit and send me one time around.
So what do you hate?
Crunk core. Do you know what I'm talking about?
No.
Do you know what I'm talking about?
Is it like crumping?
Crunk core?
Crunk core. No. It's a genre of music.
I thought everything core is.
I thought crunk was over. Crunk core.
So there's crunk and then there's crump.
What's crunk?
Crump
with a K.
Crump is the dancing, right?
Crumping is the dancing.
Have you ever heard of a band called Broke Inside?
No.
I think it's called Broke Inside. That's
broke
the plan.
Inside.
But it's Broke N Side.
It's terrible.
It's awful. Hang on, we're gonna
see.
Play
I
something.
Thought, and guys, you listen to the hip hop.
I do.
I thought this that is... the whole crunk thing was dead. Like that's a couple of years, right?
Southern, crunk core. This is new, man. Me. Here, you ready for this awful?
Oh.
This is Broke Inside.
Alright, so they look like fucking...
Are they a bunch of whites?
Yeah. They're a bunch of whites, dude.
They just look like a bunch of hipsters. Like, they look like a bunch
scene kids.
Emo-y.
That's what they're called. Scene kids.
Well, yeah, that's just like another word for like a hipster.
Dude.
Like,
terrible. Yeah. I want all of them to immediately burst into flames, and the parents that birthed them.
Is there any other
to
band
watch
in the crunk
yes
core genre?
If I was a Punisher, I would kill scene kids.
So Broke Inside is one of the big ones.
So basically, crunk core is like bad, like Lil Wayne rap mixed with like hard
white
hardcore,
rich white kids
yeah
screaming.
With, like, hardcore yelling. Like, screamo.
Don't call it hardcore.
Did you say screamo?
Screamo. Yeah, it's yeah screamo.
Well, that's
screamo
the word. That's the term.
I wish...
Hollywood Undead.
Oh, those guys suck. I have heard them.
Dot Curve.
Dot Curve?
That's, you know, the emoticon for smiley face?
Yeah, I know
yep
what it is.
There you go.
This
makes me want to end my life.
Can you try to pull up some dot curve?
Oh yeah. Oh yes. Yes.
I'm gonna grab by the ankles and slam their hands.
I've never. This is.
Wall.
I'm like kind of.
It's so.
Now see,
so
I've heard Hollywood
bad
Undead. You know why? Because they were on like Madden last year.
This is why I hate them. This is why I hate.
This one's even worse.
So much.
Listen to this. This is
humanity
even worse. This makes me want to kill myself.
Oh wow.
Look! I fucking hate them!
This kid's got the Kanye West glasses.
Oh god, I wanna kill him. I wanna kill him.
Polo shirt.
This would be worth going to jail for. I really do feel like
you might be a hero.
I'm so fucking angry just listening. He's got one of these stupid fucking lip rings. What is he fucking talking about?
What's the title of this song?
The name of the song is Boys Pop Bottles, Girls Pop Their Asses.
It's a good title.
Fuck! I want them all to die!
It's a good title.
It's a funny title.
I'm seeing stars. God, I hate it.
I laughed so hard last night I almost passed out.
From really?
Some funny thing I saw on the internet.
Wow. But, wow.
That's God, I hate it. That's I hate it so fucking much.
Core.
Crunk core.
Ugh.
Genre of music.
Do you ever sometimes you feel like you're like, I feel like I'm like an old man like yelling?
Without a doubt.
I'm like, oh, yeah. Dude, yeah.
When I like think about like what's popular music wise,
like I want to beat the shit out of TJ just because I listen to that.
Do it.
You did nothing.
You look the most like any of them in the
room. Oh, you're wearing glasses.
I have glasses.
You're wearing glasses.
You're wearing glasses.
I'm like clutch t-shirt. You know, yeah.
And your scenester hair.
You know what?
Yeah. Scenester.
If you
hair.
If you died like just this part.
Oh yeah, that's what's gonna happen.
Oh, if you came to my house like that, I'd fucking shoot you in the chest.
The problem with
doing an emperor.
The problem with scenester hair is that like they like work on it a lot. Like,
oh, for hours. They must work on it for hours.
I don't even own a comb or brush.
Speaking of your hair, watching your Fred Durst guitar video. I miss that.
Are you bringing that back?
By the way, I need to stop and thank our listeners, because that video is up to 2,000, almost 3,000 views. Thanks, everybody, for watching. And people are leaving comments on my profile about the show, so
there you
go. Promotion.
And a lot of jerking off.
A lot of semen.
For a guy that doesn't promote his videos and never tags things properly, how I almost got to 3,000 views. I know that's not like a
you
lot.
Tag your video, Justin Timberlake.
That's not a lot in the whole internet spectrum, but for
it's
me, not. Like 3,000.
It's not.
3,000 views is pretty
it's
good.
It's not bad.
I'm pretty happy
it's
with
not
it.
It's
not like Sneezing Panda.
I'm not like Chocolate not like Rain, but I'm pretty happy with that.
Chocolate Rain.
But anyway. All right, let's move out of hate.
I'm stressed, that's upsetting. I'm ready to...
Did you guys hear about that, just, this is kind of a hate, kind of a news topic.
What's that?
Did you guys hear about that land cafe that got robbed?
No.
In, it was on Kotaku?
Oh, yeah, I posted a video on a Facebook.
What happened?
This land cafe in Hawaii. These kids came in...
Why don't you just call it an internet cafe?
Well, because it's LA, because it's for gamers. It's kind of... It's a gaming
They're all connected?
Center. Yeah, it's called PC Gamers.
Okay.
Anyway, go ahead.
So, like, almost midnight, like, on Wednesday, some kids come in, like, start threatening people, start punching people, start stealing money. They don't have any weapons or anything. One of the nerds fights back, starts jawing the kid, bull rushes him out, there's a tussle ensues, the kids run away, the cops pick them up, then the cops fucking release them for some reason. They got video of everything, the security cameras pick up all this shit.
Yeah, the video shows everything.
It's weird. Funny.
So... These fucking cocksmokes, right? Fucking
which ones? The gamers or the guys that come in?
Get the robbers.
Okay.
One of the robbers...
The cocksmokes.
One of the robbers is a kid... Thank God the news, he was the only one, I guess, that was not... There was two, like, 17-year-olds and 18-year-old. The 18-year-old's name is Bryson Iona.
Bryson.
His Facebook page and his address were immediately found and broadcasted all over. I need a fake Facebook page for him.
Good for you.
Where it says, I love dick, like really big. Like, I love all sorts of men. And then using his friend list, I sent that link to the video of them to all of his family. With a message that says, check me out robbing kids.
You did that?
That's awesome.
Well, I think a lot of people did it.
Yeah.
I think I just jumped on, but I did
it. Yeah. I did it.
So fuck that kid.
That is pretty awesome.
That kid's a douchebag.
Well, speaking of weirdo douchebags, 2 weeks ago, the San Diego Comic-Con happened, which is probably maybe the biggest event in the whole nerdosphere,
right.
I would say. A lot of news was revealed. One of the funnier stories that came out of it, though, is that a kid got stabbed in the fucking eye. Now, get this.
Nerd rage.
Now, for those of you that don't know, these conventions, and especially San Diego Comic-Con has become this giant of really just entertainment. Like, movie stars are there, and the big studios, Fox and Paramount, they use it to, like, try to promote their big, you know, nerd-themed projects. So... They
Nerd
have these
themed.
Well, projects. That's what they are. I mean, and they have these panels where they have all the actors and the directors and the writers and stuff talk to the fans and give like little clips of the movies and stuff. So there's like 9 billion people at this thing. So there's not the limited amount of space for these panels. Right. So it's first come, first serve. And so get this. This kid gets stabbed over a chair at guess what panel? You might say the Avengers panel because that's a huge movie. Everybody wants to see that. You might say the Scott Pilgrim panel, because that's another big movie, maybe. You would be wrong. Mm. The kid got stabbed in the eye at the fucking Resident Evil Apocalypse panel.
That's shameful.
A kid was so passionate about being at the Resident Evil.
Did they ever explain what happened? Like, what was
saving a seat for his friend. That's what I read.
Yeah, he was so passionate.
And so it was a full house at the Resident Evil Apocalypse.
And the guy was like, nope, I want that seat. And dude was like, I'm saving it for a friend. He was like,
He stabbed him in the eye.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So the seat saver stabbed the eye?
No.
No.
Other way around.
The guy who wanted the seat. The guy who wanted the seat. For Resident Evil Apocalypse.
He really wanted to sit in the panel.
I mean, what the hell is that about? I mean, that's hilarious to me. That is. Some other notes. They released the Thor trailer, and there's a lot of... Vinny doesn't want to see it.
I don't understand what you see in that movie.
Big hammer.
Thor's awesome.
It's a little hammer. It's not even a fucking big hammer. It's a little faggot hammer.
No way, dude.
It's tiny.
He throws and he can fly.
Yeah. He's badass.
I don't know.
Thor's the god of thunder.
I get that. And he should be way more badass than that guy is projecting.
No way, dude. Just wait. It's going to be cool. No, and then at the end of the trailer, the destroyer armor is like, oh, it looks awesome.
It's a fire in
its I'm firing my laser!
That's a good fire.
That's
a good
one. It's just heat screaming out of his face.
Yeah, no, it's just a fire in his laser.
They showed the Avengers cast, and the only big surprise is that Mark Ruffalo guy is going to play the Hulk.
Ruffalo. Is that the kids say, are all is right.
That, is that no idea what
he
that is.
He jerked off on those lesbians in that movie.
Oh, he's been in some other stuff. He was in,
Who?
What the hell is that movie that I like?
Fingers.
Eternal Sunshine. The Spotless Mind. Remember, he was like the lab assistant.
That's it.
That's a good movie.
Dark Ruffalo.
Yeah, he's been a lot of stuff. He's playing because I guess there was some like Marvel didn't want.
Was he in Cube?
No.
He's playing Hulk.
He's playing Bruce Banner. Because there was apparently Marvel didn't want to work with Edward Norton.
What the fuck? Why?
Edward Norton apparently is like
he's one of the greatest actors in the world.
Yeah, but apparently he wants control over everything.
Creative control.
He should have creative control.
I don't think actors should always have creative control.
He didn't like the way the Hulk movie ended, and I side with him.
Yeah, he's right.
That movie wasn't good.
It was movie. I liked it.
It wasn't good.
It wasn't bad.
Why wasn't it?
It wasn't bad.
Why was it not good?
Just it wasn't good.
I think it was good. I'm gonna say it was good.
Fair to middling.
Why was the ending bad?
He's sitting there on the side of a cliff screaming and shit.
That's not how it ended.
Yeah, it is.
No, it isn't.
It's exactly how it ended.
He ended with sitting in the chair, sitting trying to meditate, and then you see his eyes go green.
Okay, fine.
What do you mean, fine? It's completely different than what you said.
It's not the same at all.
It's 100%, like, it's totally different. Do you remember the movie?
Obviously, did you see the movie?
I think you're thinking of that fucking Ang Lee Hulk movie.
No, they both ended the cliffside screaming with the girl.
No.
With Betty.
No, he wasn't on a cliff. He was in a house.
No. After the big fight, he goes cliffside with Betty and screams at the sky.
What are you talking about?
That happens. But not at the end of the movie.
Not the end. Well, it's towards the end.
No. We're gonna move on.
Whatever.
No, I think counts. You need to watch. That was the Ang Lee one.
Right, but there should have been Hulk hands in the second.
Oh my god. Completely unfounded.
I wish the Hulk from the Ang Lee movie had fought the Hulk from the second movie.
That would have been good. I don't watch that.
I don't know. The Hulk movie's never.
It
I mean,
it's good. I liked it.
It was all right.
It was good. I liked it.
One as good as Iron Man.
No, the character's not as good as Iron Man.
Guess who's playing Hawkeye?
The guy from Jeremy Renner, the guy from Hurt Locker.
Yeah,
I like that.
That's a good cast.
You know, and the only thing that I like the fact that Chris Evans is playing Captain America.
Uh-huh.
A lot of people talk Chris Evans from.
I like Chris Evans.
Chris Evans from
Fantastic Four.
He was just in Scott Pilgrim.
He was in Push.
He was
who?
Chris Evans.
He's good. He's gonna play Captain America. Chris Hemsworth is his name. Is playing Thor. He played
Captain Kirk's dad.
Who else?
He wouldn't be my first choice for Captain America, but I think he'll do okay.
He'll be alright. Who else? What's her name? Black Widow is in it again.
Scarlett Johansson.
And of course, Robert Downey Jr. is gonna be Tony Stark.
Samuel Jackson's getting his own movie, apparently.
Yeah. I don't know about that. We'll see about that.
This just remakes scene for scene Nick Fury, Agent of S.H.I.E.L.D.
The David Hasselhoff.
Don't Hasselhoff.
I'm so sick of David Hasselhoff.
Model
Scarlett Johansson is she's not hard to look at, that's for sure.
Mm-mm.
What else that happened, Vinny?
I'm busy.
Busy, dude.
So 2 years from now, Marvel movies, big deal, because Thor comes out next year.
What they need to do?
Captain America comes out next year.
They need to reboot Daredevil.
Well, you know, it's funny that you bring that up.
Correctly.
But you know who's lobbying really hard to get that done?
Kevin Smith?
No, I wish. That'd be good, actually. No,
you white, you Ben Affleck.
Your buddy.
Shut the fuck up, Daredevil.
Your buddy Jason Statham wants to make, wants to be Matt Murdock and wants them to reboot it.
As much as I love Jason Statham, no.
Yeah, he's not, but.
He's not Matt Murdock.
The thing is though, like, for them, like, rebooting everything, I mean, I think that Daredevil definitely should be remade because that Daredevil movie was awful.
Who'd make a good.
I didn't even see it.
It was bad. There's no.
Who'd make a good Daredevil though?
You know what?
Somebody definitely.
You know who would be good? And I hate to say it, but I've heard his name thrown around about it. I think that Matt Damon would actually be pretty
Matt
good.
Damon.
Because he's built, he's athletic, and he's got kind of a look. You give him
the
red
hair. I love Matt Damon, so I'm fine with that.
I also like
You
Matt
give
Damon.
Him red hair, I think he's got the look, and he has bulked up in movies, so why not?
I was actually thinking the guy who played Cyclops.
He's not bad. I think
Matt Damon and Edward Norton should be in every movie.
I like Edward Norton
for the rest of the time I'm alive.
I enjoy Matt Damon.
I
enjoy Edward Norton.
I would like to see a good Daredevil movie because it was really funny to me that the Daredevil movie was so bad because out of all the like Marvel characters, I think he's the simplest to make into a good movie. And obviously they just fucked up.
That Punisher movie was
I loved it. A lot of people don't like it, but I loved it.
The Ray Stevenson
Punisher Warzone. Did you ever see that? I mean, it was completely
ridiculous. Oh, man.
It's like 80s good. Like, it's completely, like, ridiculous.
Nothing in the 80s was
He
good.
Shoots a parkour kid so out of the sky with a grenade launcher.
I'm going to download it right now.
Yeah, it's a good movie. What else from Comic-Con? This isn't Comic-Con related, but we're going to put this up on the website. Allison Brie from the show Community. A GIF has been popping around off of a show, apparently, that she's on.
Of her chesticles.
The show is called Hot Sluts. And I'm not making that up. And the GIF is with her getting her shirt ripped off, and she has got some amazing tits.
It might be the bra.
I don't even care. It's amazing. Anyhow.
I think they should outlaw Wonder Bras.
Allison,
I think it's not fair.
I don't even mind. It's fine. She looks really good. What else?
Ooh, Tekken vs. Street Fighter.
Yeah, Capcom announced that there's going to be a Tekken vs. Street Fighter game.
Mildly interested. I watched the videos.
How do you feel about that?
I'm mildly interested.
So it looks like, from what I saw, it's like the Street Fighter 4 models.
Right.
So it's 2D.
Yeah, so Tekken's going back to 2D.
Well, it never was 2D.
Yeah, I was just going to say. Was it 2D?
Wait, Tekken, wasn't early Tekken 2D?
No.
Because it came off of Virtua Fighter.
It was,
right.
I mean, yeah, it was always 3D. The graphics got better. Obviously, but it was always
polygonal.
You can get Tekken 5 right now at BJ's for like $3.
Yeah.
I'll give you Tekken 5 at BJ's.
I think that it'll be pretty good. I don't know. We'll see.
I can't wait for fucking Street Fighter versus Capcom or Marvel versus Capcom
3.
3.
Yeah.
That game is going to fucking twist
my
shit.
He's so excited, he's actually shaking.
You're fucking Deadpool.
Caffeine.
Yeah, you can be Deadpool. You can be Chris Redfield. That's gonna be cool.
You can be Jill.
You can
before.
Be Jill.
You can be Dante.
So have you guys seen any of the? You can be Dante. That'll be cool. You should be Nero from fucking Devil May Cry 4. That game sucked.
Yeah. Devil May Cry 3 was the best.
Did you guys see any of the stuff on the new Green Lantern movie? It's got your boy Ryan Reynolds.
I love Ryan Reynolds, but that suit looks stupid.
It looks stupid. It's like all muscly. Like,
see.
It's all tranny.
Well, here's the biggest problem with it already, without even seeing the movie. The suit is entirely CG the whole time. Like, there's no reason for that. That's some fan-made thing. That one right there. But,
is this it?
It just looks bad. No. Actually, if it looked like that, it wouldn't.
That's not bad. If that was the real.
I don't know where you're gonna find the real one.
Is that it?
No, that's like.
Nah, you gotta like.
Is that it?
No, you gotta just do the.
Go to like
what magazine was it?
Something.
There's like a.
There it is, right there. It's the entertainment one. Go down. No, down.
Down.
Right.
Well, with the.
There you go.
That's perfect.
That looks awesome.
Click on it.
You think the fucking felt one looks better than that?
Click on it. Pull it up full size. It looks weird.
It looks stupid.
The other one was made out of felt. It looked like it was made out of. You guys have awful, awful tastes in superhero costumes.
That's gonna
be
awful.
I don't like that.
It looks retarded. It's like muscle.
Yes, it looks like. Yes, I can deal with that.
It's retarded.
No. Oh! Fine.
That's retarded.
Fine.
I'm just not happy.
And it's CG the entire time.
I'm okay with that.
They could have made it practical.
I can't wait.
I hate
to see that over Thor.
I mean, I'm gonna see it.
It's gonna be awful.
Who's the villain?
The fucking, Hammond, this psychic guy with a giant head. And he looks like, fucking, the guy from Mask. It looks
Jesus, Rocky Dennis?
some other news from Comic-Con, they had a real Infinity
Gauntlet, yeah.
And they say it's going to be in the movies. So, God, it'll probably just be, like, in the background, but it's fucking awesome.
Someone's saying that that's the tip-off for the Avengers. That's the Avengers enemy.
That, what? So it'll be Thanos? No fucking way. Here's the thing. It'd be awesome, but there's no way that the movies are going to tackle Marvel Cosmic. That's too out there. People are going to be like, wait a minute. I have to deal with superheroes and aliens. Like, there's no way.
Well, that's what that's the rumor.
There's the one at Comic-Con.
This one?
Yeah.
It looks fucking cool.
It looks
cool.
Awesome.
It's got the power of the universe, dude.
Yeah, the Infinity Gauntlet is cool.
It's like the most powerful thing in the Marvel Universe.
Next to the Cosmic
Cube. Shit.
You're out of your mind.
I must be living. You guys, I'm living on another planet, I guess.
Rose colored glasses.
What?
You should go with Thanos.
How does that look? That looks stupid. That's fucking rad. That looks really cool.
Dumb as hell.
I'm gonna get one at Renfest. I'm sure.
Can you move it?
It's all bent and shit.
Because those are fingers.
It's a finger hole. It's a glove.
Yeah, they're bent the wrong way. My fingers don't go that way.
Aliens.
Oh. It hurts, doesn't it? God, when is this over?
Not soon enough.
So, anyway, that's enough Comic-Con stuff, I guess. I don't know what else I put here.
Brad Pitt.
Oh, yeah. So Max Brooks was at Comic-Con, and he said that he kind of hinted that Brad Pitt may be the star of the World War Z movie.
How do you put a star to that movie? There's too many different stories.
There was the one scientist, wasn't there?
There's a cast of characters, like 40 people.
Well, either way, if he's in it, I'm all for it. I think that movie could be awesome.
It's a very good book.
So anyway, that's Comic-Con stuff, some nerd news for you.
Nerd news!
Talking about some movies, I got
this
to see...
Westboro Baptist thing?
Oh, yeah, let's talk about that real quick. The God Hates Fags people, the Westboro Baptist Church, those crazy assholes that, like, protest. They protest fucking, like...
Are you going to talk about the guy who set up a booth to collect money?
No, they were...
awesome.
They were at the San Diego Comic-Con, of all things. God only knows why. I guess a bunch of nerds started writing, like, anti-Westboro things like, what do we want, gay sex? And, like, nice. They kept, like, fucking with them, so I don't know. I don't remember the entire
story. Did you hear
story.
The thing I was talking
no,
about?
No, what were we
So, at places that these guys set up, this right. other guy started this, I don't know if it's a movement, but he goes around with a bunch of other people, and he sets up, like, funding booths for, like, gay and lesbian
That's
groups.
Awesome.
And because they garner so much attention there,
right.
people actually end up paying more attention, and actually they collect a bunch of money
Good for
while
them.
These people... Yeah, I thought
That's
it was,
exploiting. That's
yeah.
a good job.
Yeah, those people are assholes.
I wish someone just drive through with a car.
You know the worst thing about the Westboro Baptist Church, Spiked the car. God Hates Fags people, is like the first thing... Like, they hide behind the First Amendment. And it's like, well, this is our right. And you know what? It is their right. But God, you know, like, they know just as much as anybody that, like, they're just such fucking assholes. And, like, you know, they fucking protest, like, they go to, like, fucking... veterans' funerals and, like, say they're going to hell, and it's like, what the
when
hell?
When Fred Phelps dies, I will open a bottle of champagne.
Yeah, what a fucking piece of shit.
That's a problem. I'm gonna start a collection. I'm gonna put names on all the bottles, and when they die...
I think that's a great idea.
Dick Cheney, Fred Phelps, most of the Bush administration, you know, Rumsfeld, all these guys.
Abe Lincoln.
When they die of natural causes...
Abe Lincoln's never gonna die.
immortal.
So Bernie Madoff... That's the other thing. From that movie we saw today?
Yes.
Why don't we just kill him?
Would you like to talk about that movie? Since
we're Wall Street too?
We're going to talk about some movies. Let's talk about some movies. Goggs,
let's talk about some movies.
Goggs and I saw The Other Guys today.
The Other Guys, starring Will Ferrell and Marky Mark and the Funky Bunch.
Yeah. I thought it was good.
Pretty good.
Directed by Adam McKay of Anchorman, Talladega Nights.
Not his funniest movie, in my opinion.
I thought it had its moments. You know the biggest problem I had with the movie? I was kind of, like, the plot...
Not enough cock?
...was kind of not there. Like, I was kind of confused by the plot, but, like who was stealing from who?
It was kind of just slapped... It was kind of slapped together to... It was like a very well-made crab cake, you know, where it's just enough binder to hold the jokes together.
The jokes
being the giant, delicious pieces of fat.
There were some really...
I like how you did that.
Will Ferrell himself was very funny in this movie.
Will Ferrell was pretty good with parts of... It wasn't as good as Talladega Nights. It wasn't as good as Anchorman, in my opinion.
No, it wasn't. But it was fun. It was good. It was better than Dinner for Schmucks that we also
it
got
was
in
better, It was better than Dinner for Schmucks?
How was Dinner for Schmucks?
Not very good.
I don't need to see it again. I think it's my final rule.
Dinner for Schmucks is just like...
The third act was funny.
Yeah, but it was real hacky.
It's getting my face drilled.
It was like...
The first act was not
It was funny. Just stupid. Pretty like, the plot... Dinner for Schmucks has a weak premise, And it just fucking, like, it's just filled with, like, really bad jokes.
A lot of it was, like, meet the parents. You just, the whole time you're kind of just feeling, like, a lot of it was that awkward feeling of, oh, no.
And, like,
oh, no.
It was stuff that was just, like, so, like, I mean, we understand that, like, Carell plays the retard. Nice. But he's so retarded, it's, like, almost like a Disney cartoon. It's like, not, it's like there's an example, like, for an example.
It's not subtle.
For example, Paul Rudd. Tells him not to leave he like sits him in his apartment. He's like, do not leave this chair. So of course, like, he has to leave the apartment. So what does Carell do? He like stands up with the chair, like holding the chair to his ass. Like, it's so like juvenile and stupid. Yeah. Like, basically, like, Steve Carell's character is a cross between like Mr. Bean and Leatherface, because like he's like a fucking retard that just knocks everything over, and he's a taxidermist.
Right.
But okay. No, I see what you did there. Yeah.
But his little taxidermy hobby's funny.
The movie though, Dinner for Schmucks, just it wasn't anything different or new. Like, the one
it
thing
wasn't anyone's fault.
The one thing I can say about the other guys is I like the fact that it was kind of like Hot Fuzz, where it was trying to mix like an action movie with a comedy.
Hot Fuzz was better.
Hot Fuzz was better because it was better written. The plot was much better.
Hot Fuzz was fucking awesome.
The comedy in Hot Fuzz was okay.
It was,
but the movie itself.
Hot Fuzz comedy was great. It was so dry.
Yeah. Well. Yeah. But I mean, like, I don't feel like that's what drove the movie.
The part where he's like,
there was a plot and a storyline behind it.
Right, and I don't think that, I think the weakest part.
The comedy was great.
Was it, I threw a teddy bear at him and punched him in the face. You tell him playtime's over? No. Shame.
I still love the whole thing about if you ever fired your gun in the air and screamed,
no! You ever fired one gun while jumping through
the air. We're like giving three reviews at the same time. That's pretty good.
Hot Fuzz.
Dinner for Schmucks, Hot Fuzz, and,
Dinner for Schmucks, I tell you what was the fucking shining part of Dinner for Schmucks. Jermaine Clement from Flight of the Conchords.
He was funny.
Every scene he was in was fucking
He plays this
hilarious,
like, this artist, and he's just like out of his mind. It's great. But overall, the movie was weak.
It was just there.
And like,
not bad.
Galifianakis is funny in it. But
Paul Rudd was funny enough in it, but his character wasn't written pretty well.
We've talked about this enough. It gets a resounding meh.
Well, I wrote a review that I posted on our good friends, The Outhouse, and I put my title was Dinner for Schmucks, The Art of It's Okay.
It's kind of just there. There's some good jokes in it, but that
now,
really works as a whole thing.
To talk on a positive note about a film that I saw early, I got to see Scott Pilgrim vs. the World this week.
He didn't take me.
Yeah.
I took my girlfriend. Sorry. She's a big fan of the comics. You, on the other hand, took 6 months to read one comic. So there you go.
I just know where I stand now.
Yeah. Yes, you do.
We
all do.
I get sex from her, and I only periodically get sex from you. Figure it out.
That tap has been turned off. It was a drip. Now I called a plumber, and there's nothing.
That's a weird analogy to use for a sex thing, but anyway.
Well, it does drip.
It does.
Yeah.
Anyway, Scott Pilgrim vs. the World, based on a very popular comic book series of the same name, stars Michael Cera, and it's basically about this 20-something kind of loser guy who's in a band, and he's dating a high school girl, and then he finally meets the girl of his dreams. But the thing that really sets this movie apart is it's all about, like, it's got a bunch of video game references. It's all video game references and over-the-top fighting and comedy.
If you didn't read the comic, would you like it?
Yes.
Okay.
What am I saying, the problem? What are you doing? You're freaking me out. You're, like, walking around.
Deal with it.
Keep talking. Anyway.
I want that seat! Ow!
Jesus, that hurt.
That's the point.
Yep.
I'm a dick.
I'm back! So the movie, speaking of Hot Fuzz, the movie Scott Pilgrim was directed and written by Edgar Wright, the same guy that made Hot Fuzz and Shaun of the Dead. And this may be his best directed film. It's definitely his most stylistic. And I just think it just takes a great comic. It boiled it down. It really took... What's going on here?
God, picking out my earwax.
That's an awful idea.
Really gross.
You're going to rupture your fucking
I do this all
drum.
The time.
Vinny is,
that's a bad idea.
Vinny is feels so good.
Vinny is using
Q-tips. Don't work. Q-tips
disgusting.
Just pack it in.
I can't. Oh, that's awful.
I do this all the time.
So anyway, Scott Pilgrim, it's a great, it's hard to describe. It's almost like Kung Fu Hustle. It's like a crazy over-the-top action comedy.
Mm.
And it's really good.
I think Kung Fu Hustle was that funny.
I loved it. Never seen it. And Shaolin Soccer was actually better than that. But I love Scott Pilgrim. I thought it was great. I think it's one of the best comic book adaptations so far. Like, it's right up there.
Kick-Ass?
It's right up there with Kick-Ass, I would
Sin
say.
Sin City?
It's in the top five, I would
Kick-Ass,
say.
Kick-Ass, out on Blu-ray this week.
Yeah, Kick-Ass.
$22. Nice.
Very good movie.
At Best Buy.
But I love Scott Pilgrim. I would be interested to see... I think that people that haven't read the comic will enjoy it. I think it's something that everyone can kind of relate to. And the thing that I was really worried about, because all the video game stuff, all the video game jokes are in the comic. And when I first heard that they were going to make it into a movie, I was worried that, you know, that video game humor wouldn't translate to a movie, that people wouldn't really understand. But what this movie really kind of taught me as I was watching it was that how ubiquitous, like, the whole Nintendo culture really is. Because, like, you know, the people in the theater weren't all people like me, and everyone got the joke. You
know? No one's like you.
You know, what I'm just saying that, like
a special kind
you don't need to be
movie.
In the know. Like, I think everyone is kind of, everyone knows Nintendo and the whole 8-bit kind of thing.
What?
You know what I mean? Like, it was really good. Really good. Michael Cera, you know, he still sort of plays the same loser that he always plays, but he...
Who plays the broad in the purple hair?
Mary Elizabeth Winstead, I think is her name.
Sounds like she does Lifetime movies.
She's gorgeous. She was in Death Proof. Quentin Tarantino's Death Proof. She played the cheerleader.
Oh.
She was Jack... What's Bruce Willis's name in Die Hard?
Oh, God.
John McClane.
Jesus, that hurt for a second.
She played John McClane's
daughter
in the last Die Hard.
Heart?
Yeah.
Really?
Gorgeous girl. And you get to see her in bra and panties, which is very nice. But the whole movie's good. Perfectly cast. It's very funny. Something that I do think will apply to non-comic book people that haven't read the book. I really, really, really enjoyed it. And the action sequences are actually really well done. But great cameos, because the course of the story is, you know, Scott meets this girl, Ramona, and that's like the love of his life. But in order to win her heart, he basically has to fight off her 7 evil ex-boyfriends. And he fights them in these crazy, over-the-top, like, video game
looks
style
like No
fights.
More Heroes stuff.
It's a little bit like that towards the end. But, anyway, so there's some great... Some of the evil exes are fantastic. Like, Chris Evans, that we talked about, is really funny. He plays this actor. You know, you guys can stop that at any point. Brandon Roth, who played Superman in Superman Returns, is really funny. Everybody in it was funny. There was a great cameo by Thomas Jane, who's really good.
Punisher.
Everybody was good. It's a great movie. Go out and see it. Support it, because I think that the reason I liked it so much, it was so much different than anything I've seen so far. Like, it just dripped with personality and style, and it was really, really funny. And you guys are dicks. So.
Just waiting for you to stop talking.
Yeah. What do you want to talk about? Your knives?
No.
Would you like to talk
about? I want this to be over.
All right, fine.
We done.
Buy StarCraft 2. It's fucking awesome.
Yeah, awesome by world.
That's my pick'em. That's my pick'em this week. We should do a pick'em. Do a pick'em, Dick.
Go buy Kick-Ass on Blu-ray. Great movie. I loved it. Loved it, loved it, loved it. And go see Scott Pilgrim next week. Comes out next Friday.
And The Expendables. We'll be seeing it.
Yeah.
Oh, I want to see
both. I'm telling you, see both, because both are real. I don't know about The Expendables.
You can see The Expendables over down on the beach.
Nice.
Yeah, go buy Kick-Ass. Very enjoyable movie.
Any pick'em?
Yes. Hold Steel SK5 High carbon?
Nice.
Kukri.
What's a Kukri?
Bend over and I'll show you.
Oh, you haven't seen it yet.
No. What's a Kukri?
Oh, you stay here.
Well, don't move. Can you explain to me what a Kukri is? Because he's going to bring something out that I can see that no one else can see.
It's the knives from Big Trouble in Little China. The big bad jobs.
Okay. That's cool.
He got a badass one.
Does it come in pairs? Aren't they short?
He only got one of them. It's fucking...
They're supposed to come in big...
I mean, I bought mine in pairs.
You know you know what I meant to tell you? We saw Inception, right? Remember
right.
Inception? Remember the English guy in Inception?
That
guy's name is Tom Hardy. He's playing Mad Max in the Mad Max remake.
Oh, there it is.
Oh, that's...
Shake hands with that. Boom, just like Africa.
That's pretty neat.
It's really neat.
Hand it to him. Shake hands with it.
Anyway. Wow, it's heavy.
It's a point.
The spine on that.
That's cool.
The fucking hue.
Holding it backwards.
Insignia.
That's pretty cool.
Very cool.
Anyway.
Cut an arm off of that.
Fucking lop something
what
with that.
What would you like to pick them, Gog?
I already picked them. StarCraft 2.
StarCraft 2. How do you like that in a couple of sentences?
Fucking great.
I wish I had a computer. That
it's got a good story. It's got a good It's graphically, it's beautiful. I mean, it plays just like StarCraft, but it's still...
Which is a good thing.
I mean, it's rad. Highly recommend. If you liked StarCraft, get StarCraft. It's really, really good.
Do you have to pay for Battle.net?
No.
That's good.
Nope.
Battle.net is the online from...
Hey, you get a lot of game for $60.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I spent months of my life playing StarCraft.
People were playing StarCraft, the original, up until StarCraft 2 launched.
I saw something.
12 years.
I saw something really cool on one of the gaming sites. I guess, you know, that gaming is like an enormous culture in like Korea or something. Yeah. Like Korea, like people take that shit. Like they had some Korean airline that had a giant space marine from StarCraft painted.
StarCraft is a professional sport in Korea.
Yeah, it's amazing.
They had kids. There was a huge scandal because a bunch of mobsters.
Korean mob?
Paid off professional StarCraft players to throw matches.
No way.
Because they're gambling on it.
Wow.
There was a huge
scandal.
That's
a serious thing over there.
That's crazy.
Yeah, they pack arenas.
That's wild. Yeah. But anyway, that's the show. Everybody have a good one, and we'll see you later.
Goodbye.
Suck a fuck. Brought to you by Gotcha.